You can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I am Craig Scheman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. 2 to 6 every weekday. 1 hour in the books. Big hour this hour.
Power hour?
Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. I mean, we got Red Alert. We got Masterpiece Theater. We got some more NFL. And we haven't even scratched college football news I wanted to get to as well, with Nick Saban complaining. And I'll tell you what Ed Ogeron was complaining about at Texas. A lot of stuff. And how the Tennessee program is being compared to the Titanic. So we got a lot to do. Big mix here.
Titanic wins.
The Titanic wins?
Right now.
I haven't seen the movie yet. Don't tell me how it ends.
You didn't see the movie?
This little boat.
Have we done this?
This little boat hits an ice cube in the tub.
Okay, yeah.
It's real bad.
A little dent.
I thought you've seen it.
It's fine because they probably had enough lifeboats for everybody, right?
No, they didn't.
I have a child. That's the best line. I know they do that on Liberty. That is such a... I have a child.
No, I've seen the movie. I've never seen it beginning to end, but I've seen it in chunks enough times to where
gotcha.
I've seen it.
I'm telling you, watch it someday. Get some friends over. It's a great drinking game movie. Every time they say Jack or Rose, you do a shot.
No. Isn't it like two discs?
It's long.
What, or two cassettes?
Two discs. Yeah, but in this day and age...
You sound like me now.
You don't have it... You don't use that.
I have a VCR. This is really cool that I have, actually. It's one side's a DVD player. Doesn't read Blu-ray.
Right.
The other side's VHS.
You have exactly what I have. Is it Panasonic by any chance? Silver?
I don't really have that.
Oh, I do have that. It's sitting in my family room right now.
Voodoo or whatever apps there are now, transfer.
I haven't
everything.
Used it in years, but it's there.
You can transfer a lot of your DVD discs to you.
If you ever want to pop in an old cassette, an old VHS of the fam.
Yeah.
You know, maybe your daughter's like second birthday.
Right.
Throw it in.
Yeah.
Open a Coors Light.
Yeah.
Start crying to yourself.
Oh.
I've been there.
Good times.
What if you have beta? Beta Max.
I don't have beta. I have is I have a digital camera with the smaller cassette. You got to pop it into an adapter to VCR size, and then that slides in. That's how it works. And once that breaks, I don't know how I'm going to see any of my child's memories. All gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's like
if we ever lose the cloud.
Remember photo albums?
I have the first 10 years of my kid's life in a photo album. I did that. I took pictures. I printed them. And then when they turned 10 or my daughter turned 10, that's when everything switched over. And that's when the photos stopped. And
now,
they're all on my phone now.
Is it a photo album or is it a scrapbook? Like if you guys went to the park. Is there a little leaf that's laminated on the page?
No, way too much work. We have like two scrapbooks and about 12 full-sized photo albums.
Huh.
Yeah, like the old-timey kind.
Yeah.
Your dad took pictures. Like
those are fun.
The big run of joke.
It takes some time, picture. Though.
Yeah.
Because I literally did 10 years at one. I got all these pictures. I took one like
Christmas
break. Did you
develop right away? Did your dad, like when I was a kid, it was the running joke in our family because my dad and my Uncle John, God rest both their souls, the running joke. They take a million pictures at a holiday event or birthday party. You'd never see him until three or four months later. And that's when you had to take him, drop him off. And this was before 1 hour developers. Mm-hmm. You'd never see him, you know, until the next Christmas. So did your dad develop his right away when he took him?
My parents didn't take the photos in the volume that I did.
Yeah.
I documented everything with my kids. But we did have photo albums, yes.
So did you go out and buy like the nice film and all that, or did you just get the throwaways?
Most of it's the nice film. Later, like the last 2 years,
the throwaways.
I had a throwaway camera with me, like in my first Super Bowl. I had a throwaway camera with me. I took pictures. And...
Do you remember the first Polaroid camera that came out, you know, when you'd have to rip the film off? They rip the secondary cord off and you'd be waving the picture.
You know, you don't have to actually do that to a Polaroid anymore.
You
shake it like a Polaroid.
You don't have to shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Like 100,000? shake it.
It was unbelievable. You think about back then.
It was.
It's crazy how you check to make sure you got yourself in the selfie frame.
What on your phone? On your
yeah, you
on
couldn't
your
tell. I mean,
we never took. We didn't take selfies yes. back then. You no found some stranger. Hey, take a picture of our family, will you?
Yeah,
that's how it worked. All right. Time now for a Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
The NFL Players Association said yesterday it has contacted the NFL security after Tennessee Titans cornerback Logan Ryan complained on Twitter about a fan spraying beer on him at the game on Sunday. Odell Beckham Jr. told reporters today he will continue to wear his $350,000 Richard Mille watch. I'm going with Mille. It might be Mille. He also said that it wouldn't have been an issue if anyone else would have worn it. And newly signed defensive tackle Malik Jackson, having season-ending surgery, signed a three-year deal with the Eagles in the offseason.
All right, very good.
Stumbled my way through that
That's
one.
Right, you made it. You made it to the line. Big 12 guy says C-note would be Clark Griswold in the attic crying. Over the memories. Yeah, that's me. I'm a sentimental
that's
guy.
That's the best or how about, vacation.
Or how about Clark,
Christmas vacation.
Well, that's good, but also Clark Griswold on European vacation had a stranger in the Trevi Fountain stand in the fountain to they stood in the fountain with their socks off. Then the guy, the stranger, was supposed to take a picture of him, except he took off with the camera.
Yep, that could happen. Margaritaville checking in with I Must Draw You. Yeah, that's Jack and Rose when he drew her naked.
Draw me like your French girls, Jack.
I never understood how comfortable she was in that scene, knowing that her husband could come rolling in at any time.
Well, that was the whole part of it. It was the yeah. you know, because she hated him.
The excitement of getting caught.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Google it.
The excitement of getting
naked.
Caught?
She was only, I don't know if she was just naked from the
Well, back in, remember, back in those days, you showed a kneecap. That was basically everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no,
that
in the,
was
in the
risque.
Movie, it was full frontal for a couple
no,
seconds.
No, I'm aware of that. But even
seem to be.
But even
well,
if,
no, I said I thought she was full frontal. Yeah, but
even if the husband had walked in and Jack was drawing her calf, like, that's very inappropriate for back in the day.
That's right. I told you, Leonardo DiCaprio was totally miscast for that part.
You're so wrong on that. It's not even funny.
Oh, sure. Some like 12-year-old looking dude is going to score the hot redhead.
I'm not going to come at anyone because they look young.
He looked younger than you.
No, he did. Well,
he
we
did.
Look a lot alike, me and Leo.
No, you don't look a lot alike. I'm just saying he had a more baby face than you did.
Well, who would you have cast over him?
I'm not sure. I haven't given it that much thought. I just never bought it the entire movie. I'm watching it. I'm like, this guy's too young to play this role.
That's what made it.
To woo this woman in this circumstance.
I know that's why it worked. I mean, I don't love the movie, but it's okay. I like the very end when they show all the pictures of the things that she ended up doing in her life that she never would have done, like flying a plane, riding a horse.
Back-to-back
text. How about when he taught her how to spit off the deck? What was more erotic than that? Remember that part?
Have you seen Celine Dion lately?
She's very thin.
She's not looking well.
Yeah, she was always too thin for me.
Now, but now she was thin before, and it's like she went on a diet.
Well,
now she weighs about 68 pounds.
She's, okay.
She's also, how old is she?
I don't know.
I don't want to say up there because I'll insult some people, but
Yeah, but
Titanic came out 20 years ago.
Was it 20 years?
More than that.
I think it was more than that.
Way more than that. That came out in 95.
I thought it came out in 97.
Okay, you guys are splitting.
Oh, you're right. It is 24 years ago.
22.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Good times. All right. Well, let's get caught up on some real sports here. First of all, speaking of entertainment, here's the latest rumor for the halftime show of the Super Bowl. Now, remember, we had this big thing where it wasn't like Jay-Z and all that going to like be in charge
of
this?
Well, Roc Nation, who is owned by Jay-Z.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you want to take a guess who the halftime singer is going to be down in Miami?
More than one person,
last time
right?
It was in Miami, it was Prince, one of his most epic
performances. We're not going to beat that.
No, nor will he come back for an encore.
No.
That's not going to happen.
Not unless they put him on the Jumbotron.
Well, no, you could do the holograms. That technology exists.
Oh, I've seen some holograms of Michael Jackson performing. They'll blow your mind away.
Tupac has one. It's crazy.
Tupac? Who's that?
Yeah, crazy.
All right, take a guess. Pete? You first.
Is it a Miami artist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gloria Estefan.
Yeah.
No, Gloria Estefan.
Hold on.
No.
J-Lo.
I got one of two.
J-Lo. Okay, J-Lo.
Who you got?
It was J-Lo or Mr. 305 Pitbull.
It's
no Gloria.
I'll bet you he makes a cameo.
He's got to,
but
right?
No Gloria Estefan? I'm surprised
she's
at that.
Like way yesterday. J-Lo's
it doesn't matter.
Now.
They always bring back some old school.
Is J-Lo hip now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Her and the whole A-Rod thing? And
no, I get it that she's big in pop culture, but like this is halftime of the Super Bowl.
Madonna was 50 when she did her show.
Yeah, and I don't think that was appropriate.
It
was,
I thought she was real good.
My daughter comes downstairs, Dad, know, who's the old chick? Like, that's Madonna. That's when I felt old for the first time. J-Lo's been working those abs hard for about 9 months.
You're misrepresenting what I'm saying. J-Lo looks fantastic.
Yeah.
She looks phenomenal for whatever age.
Right.
I just don't know if she has the catalog to carry a halftime performance. That's all I'm saying.
I think she does.
They always bring an old school.
Jenny from the Block? Come on.
Have you seen her shows lately? Clips of her shows lately? I mean, but they always bring back some old school people for Super Bowl. They try to incorporate. It's like past, present, future type thing.
I mean, like you Google her.
Yeah.
Love Don't Cost a Thing iTunes. Love Don't Cost a Thing is the first one that pulls up.
I had that on my phone.
Yeah, but
good song.
You didn't have that on your phone when it started because music wasn't on phones when that came out.
No, that's
not
true.
It was still on compact disc.
Oh, that's not true.
Absolutely.
Give me another
true.
Song. Give me another song.
I'm Real.
I have no idea.
Featuring Ja Rule. If your second most popular song on iTunes is featuring Ja Rule, this is a problem.
Is that the guy to help Batman?
No,
Rajon Ghul.
You know, Ra's al Ghul,
yeah.
No, Ja Rule was the guy who teamed up with Billy McFarlane to try to create the Fire Festival.
Wow. That was a great documentary. Okay, well, they scammed everybody and go to the island, and everybody had to sit outside.
In the Bahamas, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yikes.
Where everybody had, the cabanas.
Hey, Tiz brings up a good point. Has anybody seen The Hustler? That she got a new movie out with her and Cardi B and all them.
I'm sure it looks great.
I have it.
What do you mean you have it? It's in the theaters right now.
I have it.
How do you have it?
Don't worry about it.
I don't worry about it.
You got a guy?
I have all those. I haven't seen that yet.
Wow. You know, piracy is not a victimless crime. That's what they put on the DVDs before.
There's a Seinfeld episode about that.
It's not my account. Just have a link to it.
Got to do it for whatever. All the kids on the street. All right. Name me some more J-Lo. She's got a catalog to do a halftime show. Keep going.
On the Floor.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You don't even know that song.
On the Floor.
That's probably
my favorite song that she does.
How about all the songs when she did Selena? Do all those?
Yeah, this one. You don't know the song?
I mean, I guess I do now that I'm
hearing
it.
This song's awesome.
And that's Pitbull.
Yes.
I'm telling Pete.
Yeah,
not
but this
you.
Is a remake.
No, this is her song.
Yeah, it's her song, but without him.
No, he's on everybody's song. Oh, yeah. Halftime. Super Bowl.
She doesn't have the catalog. I'm sorry.
Give me some more. What else is on there? I disagree.
De Niro, that's a new one because it's featuring DJ Khaled and Cardi B.
She ever do any songs with Mark Anthony or her former ex?
Sure, but I don't think that'll come out.
I'll bet he joins her.
Absolutely not.
A-Rod's not going to allow it?
Your ex doesn't join you on
I think
stage.
Ben Affleck's going to come out and sing with I think all her exes are going to come
gonna
out.
Jennifer.
They're
going to
sing with her.
They're going to do a scene from Geely or whatever that terrible movie was.
Ben Affleck, A-Rod. Who else is her ex?
Puff Daddy.
Really? Get them all out there.
They can back
her up.
That's Jenny from the Block.
I can't listen to this.
What is wrong with this?
What is
the matter with you?
This is awesome. This is going to be a good halftime show. It's going to look good.
Who else is in it?
And it's going to sound good.
But who else is
in it? I have no idea what this is.
Yes, you do.
They're going to have a rock group there. They always have sorts of genres of music, so...
Sounds like me. Yo. C-note in the hizzy.
Yeah, this is Jenny from the Block.
Margaritaville, like, she was Selena. I know she was Selena. She was great in that movie. I love that movie. She was fantastic in it. And she sang great. And she
Music has moved on from Jennifer Lopez. Sorry.
Chris, I am shocked.
What are you
with you? I would have thought of the U2. I thought Pete might frown upon it. But no it's you, the youngster.
No, J-Lo can do no wrong.
Who was last year's? I don't even remember last year's halftime. See, that's all.
No, was it Maroon 5?
Yeah, but who else?
Was that 2 years ago?
The year before was, what's her name?
Hold on.
Stephanie.
Gwen Stefani.
No.
No, that wasn't. 2 years ago was Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And then the year before that, it was Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. Said,
that she was great.
She jumped out of the
roof. Why don't we just have Bruno Mars as the standing halftime show every single year?
I'm okay with
that. Maroon 5 last year, Justin Timberlake in 2018, Lady Gaga, Stephanie Germanotta in 2017, Coldplay in 2016.
Yeah, but Coldplay was bumped up a notch because they brought out Beyonce. Yeah.
And, who pissed a lot of people off.
Oh, did she?
Oh, she did a lot of... did she do like an anti-cop thing?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
How about the first Super Bowl? You ready for this? I got it.
There was a halftime show?
January 15th, 1967 at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah.
Performers. University of Arizona Symphonic Marching Band and Grambling State University Marching Band. Al Hurt. Anaheim High School drill team and flag girls.
Wow. You got more? This is fun. You got the list?
Super Bowl II at the Orange Bowl in Miami.
The OB.
Grambling State University marching band. That's it.
Wow.
Super Bowl III.
Wow.
Also in Miami at the Orange Bowl.
Can you imagine right now if you're from the Grambling marching band from 1968, 69?
Performers.
You say, I did the halftime show of the Super Bowl, people.
Performers, Florida A&M University and Miami area high school bands.
Miami area high school bands?
High school bands in Super Bowl III.
When did we start stepping it
Hang
up a notch?
Super Bowl IV. Performers. This is in Tulane in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
January 11th, 1970.
Tulane.
Performers, Marguerite Piazza, Doc Severinsen, who was Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson.
Had Al Hurt. Lionel Hampton and the Southern University Marching Band.
Wow.
Set list included When the Saints Go Marching In.
Well, that's appropriate.
Appropriate. Right.
Super
I think
Bowl
there
five.
Are a lot better people
this
that you
great.
Could pick for a halftime show.
Super Bowl V, January 17th, 71, also at the Orange Bowl in Miami.
We're going to run through all of them?
Well, some of them.
All 53.
List. Where's the list sounder?
Yeah. Southeast Missouri State Marching Band. That was your halftime show.
When did we start paying big-time entertainers to do halftime?
Oh, here we go. This is something. We started to get somewhere now. Super Bowl VI at Tulane Stadium also in New Orleans. A salute to Louis Armstrong was the theme.
Yeah.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Uh-huh.
Carol Channing.
Oh, my God. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Al Hurt. U.S. Air Force Academy Cadet Corral and the U.S. Marine Corps Drill Team.
Al Hurt was a three-time performer by
yes.
Super Bowl VI.
Ella Fitzgerald, that'd cost something back then.
Jeez.
Couple bucks, huh?
That's
like
so
25,
bad.
30?
Super Bowl VII.
Margaritaville's right. I did like Michael Jackson because remember he had four lookalikes on four corners of the Rose Bowl just popping up out of nowhere before the real one came
up. Here's where Chris is going to. Super Bowl VII at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. Performers, University of Michigan Marching Band, Woody Herman, and Andy Williams. Here's the set list. You ready?
Who?
From Andy Williams, great crooner. Great crooner. Andy Williams had mega, mega hits.
He was Michael Bublé of the 1960s.
I don't know anything you just said.
Yeah. You know, Frank Sinatra was considered a crooner. Andy Williams was a crooner. I mean, just legendary
Andy, you've
stuff.
Heard Andy Williams' Christmas songs. He's got a lot of good, like, jingle bells.
He was nominated for an Oscar. You ever seen the movie Born
What's
Free?
What's a crooner?
A singer.
A singer.
Like Why don't you just say that?
Because it's...
Because we're in the 1960s and 70s.
Well, if you thought that was bad. So here's the set list.
All right.
University, take a gas cost a nickel?
University of Michigan marching band performing Put On a Happy Face.
Hey, at least Michigan got to a bowl game.
University of Michigan marching band performing This Land Is Your Land.
This Andy, land is your land.
And Andy
this
Williams performing, plus the partial list, Andy Williams, two songs, People and Marmalade, Molasses, and Honey.
Well, people are people. People that's a classic.
Yeah. I'll scroll through some of these.
I gave, when did we speak of some big time guy? Like, I'm surprised we've gone this far, and like right. nobody bothered to ask Elvis to come to a halftime show.
He never did a halftime show.
No,
Craig.
He didn't. No.
Oh, this is bad.
I mean, he died in 77.
Jeez.
When did we get good? In the 80s?
I'm looking at the Super Bowl 14.
Good is relative.
I like a big time name that you would promote.
All right, here's Super Bowl. I'll give you no.
I mean, the Michigan band was probably just filler.
Here's Super Bowl 15. This is the Raiders over the Eagles. Okay, remember in the Superdome.
All right.
Theme Mardi Gras Festival. Fine. Performers,
mm-hmm.
Southern University Marching Band, and Helen O'Connell.
You still haven't got me a big name. Fast forward to a big name. When did we
Pontiac
start?
Pontiac Silverdome in 82, Super right. Bowl 16.
Here we go.
Salute to the 60s in Motown, right?
Yeah.
Performer?
Diana Ross.
Up with People.
Oh, my God. Are you saying we didn't have big time halftime till the 1990s, like Chris's lifetime?
Let's see here. We got Super Bowl 18 in Tampa, 1984. University of Florida and Florida State University marching bands. Introduction by Phyllis George. Let's say they played Hooray for Hollywood. You Ought to Be in Pictures. Stepping Out with My Baby. Putting on the Ritz. 42nd Street. And, of course, When You Wish Upon a Star.
I am shocked that we are this far into history and we haven't had, like, you know, A-listers.
Here's another one. That's up with people.
Well, before it was the national anthem that was the big thing, wasn't it? Not so much the halftime show?
You're going to love this.
No, it was also. I mean, Whitney Houston, everybody remembers that. That was the one in Tampa.
Rose Bowl, Super Bowl 21. This was just the Giants' first one. I forget. Super Bowl 21, because the Super Bowl 20 was the Patriots getting crushed by the Bears. There was crap over there. That was up with people. Super Bowl 20, Rose Bowl. Salute to Hollywood's 100th anniversary of the world make-believe. Performers. George Burns, Mickey Rooney, Grambling State University.
George Burns and Mickey Rooney, what do they do, a comedy show?
USC marching bands, Disney characters, Southern California area high school drill teams.
Dr.
And
Dre
dancers.
References George Burns in a rap song.
Here's the set list.
Well, he played God once.
Here's
said
the
set
he's
list. Older than George Burns.
Ghost Riders in the Sky. Ghost Riders in the Sky. Theme songs from Bonanza, Indiana Jones, and Footloose.
You still haven't gotten to a big name.
Yeah, I'm begging you to fast forward to a big name. I want to know the year we got big because I'm stunned.
Oh, okay. January Super Bowl 22, January 31st, 88.
Don't say a marching band.
Yeah.
Jack Murphy Stadium, San Diego,
the
California.
Murph.
Performers? Chubby Checker.
Do the twist.
The Rockettes. 88 grand pianos and the combined San Diego University marching Aztecs and USC marching bands. Oh, my God.
Give me somebody that's not a marching band.
I'm moving to the 90s. I'm in the 90s now. I've gone through the 80s. And Elvis. I don't even know. Who's Elvis Presto?
That's not Elvis Presley or Elvis Costello.
No, it's not Elvis Costello. All right. In the 90s now. This is Super Bowl 24 at the Superdome. Performers, Peter Fountain, Doug Kershaw, Irma Thomas, Nicholls State University Marching Band, Southern University Marching Band, USL Marching Band. Up a Lazy River was a song waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Here Comes the Showboat when the Saints go marching in. And happy birthday to you.
All right, here we go.
All right.
No, hang on.
No, I'm dying to fast forward to the bit. That's not the only question I've had.
I'm fast forwarding. Hang on. Let's see.
What year are you
all right.
on?
Here I am at Super Bowl 26. Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome, 1992, January 26. Gloria Estefan. Brian Boitano and Dorothy Hamill, members of the 1980...
What, did she skate?
Members of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team and the Minnesota Marching Band. Gloria Estefan performed Get On Your Feet.
Gloria Estefan is the first big name I've
living
heard.
For loving
so 93
you.
Was the first big
That's
year.
That's what we're yeah, who was 92? 94? Did we step it
no,
up?
93 yeah. was Michael Jackson.
He sang Jam, Billie Jean, Black or White, We Are the World with the Children's Choir and Heal the World.
That was a good show.
Then we get to 94, Super Bowl 28.
You got to follow Michael Jackson
Clint
now.
Clint Black, Tanya Tucker, Travis Tritt, and the Judds.
Yee-haw!
No, you forgot Winona Naomi Judd.
Well, I said the
now,
Judds.
The Judds were big back then.
They were big back then.
This is what you follow Michael Jackson with?
A question.
And Super Bowl 29, 95 at Joe Robbie here in Florida. Patti LaBelle, Indiana Jones, and Marion Ravenwood, which would be Harrison Ford, and I forget what's her name. She was also in Animal House. Teddy Pendergrass, Tony Bennett, Arturo Sandoval, and Miami Sound Machine. Some of the songs.
Well, that's also Gloria Estefan. She made a second appearance.
Yes.
So Gloria Estefan went not back to back, but two out of four.
Yep.
Okay. So 2001 is when we really started doing the massive names.
Well, 96, you had Diana Ross. That's pretty good.
I'm sorry. 2000, we went Phil Collins, Christina Aguilera, and Enrique Iglesias, Tony Braxton, and an 80 person choir.
Then the next year, I remember because I was there because it was Aerosmith and Britney Spears combo.
Aerosmith, NSYNC, Britney, Mary J. Blige, and Nelly.
There we go.
So the turn of the millennium is when we started.
And when I started going to Super Bowls is when we stepped it up a notch.
That's when they started stepping up the halftime shows.
Did you say 99?
No, I said 2000. 99.
That was pretty good. Gloria Estefan, Stevie Wonder, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Whoa. You're telling me Gloria Estefan did three halftime Super Bowls?
Record.
And Stevie Wonder sang Sir Duke, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, I Wish. Gloria Estefan said Oi, sang Oi, Turn the Beat Around, which was a big hit at the time, remake.
All right.
All
right, so, just to review, a question that I asked at 6 after this hour, at 26 after I get my answer, the 2000s is when we started having some big-time halftime shows.
You can't hang on. You're telling me George Burns and Mickey Rooney, you know, doesn't give you goosebumps?
No, sorry. I mean, I liked Oh God with George Burns.
Oh, yeah, he's a great performer.
He lived to be 101, I think.
Gracie.
Smoked every day.
Smoked cigars and drank martinis every day. God bless him.
No doubt. All right. So enough of that. It may not be J-Lo for this year's Super Bowl. When we come back, we've got our red alerts. We've got Masterpiece Theater. We've got a cranky Nick Saban I still haven't gotten to. Carson Palmer with some interesting comments about Dak Prescott's contract. A lot of good stuff. We'll share it with you here. Also, Chris, off the top of your head, what college football do we have this weekend?
We've got at 11:30 on Saturday, we've got Indiana hosting.
Oh, yes, hosting
Ohio State.
Yes, we do.
And then I think it's at 6 o'clock the Gators and Wildcats coverage starts. Yep. So I think it's a 7 o'clock
kick. Is.
All right,
it is.
Very good. Yep. All right, so mark your calendars for that. We'll be right back. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Yo! Yeah, the side.
It's a new generation.
Mr. Worldwide.
Of party people.
Get on the flow.
Get on the flow. That's right. From the 239. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
You threw your hand up like you were proud of what you just did.
He's going to get caught in the mic stand.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Break a fingernail.
I don't know why you guys make fun of my coolness. I mean, I'm radiating coolness.
What coolness?
Feel it. You're like Fonzie. If there's a jukebox there, you'd hit it with your fist and, you know, you ain't nothing but a hound dog would come right on.
Like
no doubt.
Truck. Yep. Keep it up, man. J-Lo, get ready for it. Halftime. Oh, you faded out. I was feeling it on a Tuesday.
Oh, well. It is Tuesday.
All right, we're moving on. Another segment here that we're still workshopping on the air. Something we like to call Red Alert. Really ruining my mojo. All right, I forget how we do this, because last week we debuted. Do we just shout out teams that we have red alert?
Pete had all the red alert teams, and I wanted to put a red alert team.
I said we'll just go around the
table. I wanted to put a team on red alert.
I've got a handful. You've got a handful. Are we just going to go around the table?
Yep.
And then if there's somebody, you know, if he mentions one I have on my list, fine. I'll move on to the next one.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
All right. Let's get to Pete Shepherd's first. Red alert!
Tennessee Volunteers, you are banned from the SEC as far as I'm concerned. Jeremy Pruitt, good God, man. Good God. How you lose that game to BYU again. Unbelievable. That team is on double secret probation red alert.
There's a legitimate shot that Tennessee, if they don't win this upcoming weekend, they're staring 0-8 in the face.
Oh. There's already rumors they're trying to buy out his $10 million contract.
They got UT Chattanooga this weekend.
They should win that.
I mean, you should win.
You should win that.
After that, the Gators on the road.
Loss.
Hosting the Bulldogs
Loss.
Of Georgia. Hosting Mississippi State.
Loss.
At Bama.
Loss.
Hosting South Carolina.
Loss.
UAB. I mean, look, you got to get that UAB or there's a legitimate 0-for season hanging out there.
They are 0-2 for the first time since 1988. Jeremy Pruitt referenced the Titanic when discussing his football team. It's like right now when the Titanic is going down and all the rats are crawling to the top. He goes, we're going to find out who wants to be here on this ship and who doesn't.
Gosh.
I mean, it's the worst analogy of all time.
You know, half the team's going, what's the Titanic?
Yeah.
No doubt. Tennessee and the Miami Dolphins are very similar right now because you got people wanting to bail, jump ship.
Hold on.
I wouldn't go that.
What do you mean, hold on? It's very interesting.
It's planned one place. It's not planned in the other.
All right. Very good. All right. Red alert!
Red alert, Red!
I'm going to do it because Pete Shepard doesn't have the guts to do it. EB and the Patriots. The poison is there. Your two reliable receivers are AB and Josh Gordon, who are on a week-to-week basis in life and in football. And, of course, your quarterback is old.
And awesome.
And going to fall off the cliff, much like Drew Brees is before our very eyes.
If only you really meant what I mean what I say.
I mean what I say. I've never made anything up. I've never done hyperbole on the radio ever. It goes against my credibility. Watch out, Patriots. Chris, you're next.
I will go back to the college game to Ann Arbor, Michigan. You are on red alert. You should have lost that game to Army. You came out. You played down to your opponent against Middle Tennessee State. I can't wait to watch that game. Next weekend, Michigan going to Wisconsin. The Badgers are going to put it on the Wolverines. Book it.
Going to be rough. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. All right, next.
Red alert, Florida State Seminoles. You lucky SOBs. I think Taggart might have got fired. Another choke job at the end. Only because the Louisiana kicker missed the extra point. Do you hang on for that win after blowing yet another double-digit lead? Absolutely pathetic, Florida State. Pathetic. What is the matter with you people?
He can't survive.
No.
He's not going to. Who gets fired? That's a good poll question. Pruitt or Taggart? Who gets fired first? I don't think either one of them are going to make it through the season if it continues this way.
Wow.
I don't see it.
I can kind of understand Pruitt because Pruitt came into a bad situation at Tennessee.
Yeah, but how many coaches are they paying right now?
Yeah, they're paying a lot.
Is Lane Kiffin still getting paid by them?
$10 million buyout.
I don't think so.
$10 million buyout for Pruitt.
That was a long time ago, Lane Kiffin. That was.
What, five?
2010, right?
Okay. Mm. Okay. All right.
Wasn't it?
Maybe. I'll have to look that up. All right, next. Red alert. Hear me now and hear me loud. Matt Patricia.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You got your quarterback, Matty Stafford, 10 years in the league, getting ready to get a first down on 3rd and 5 with 2.5 minutes to go to ice the game. You panic when you see 2 seconds left on the play clock call timeout?
Timeout!
Then have to end up punting the ball to Arizona, and you settle for a tie after blowing an 18-point lead to the worst team in the National Football League with their rookie quarterback making their first start.
Second worst team.
Well, at the time, I mean, they were the number one pick in the draft last year. Matt Patricia, you are on red alert, my friend.
Yes, you are.
Next!
Is that five?
I don't know. I'm not keeping track.
Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield, you have done nothing.
It was Chris's turn.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Chris. Sorry, Chris. I'm sorry, Chris. I thought it was fine.
They're on my list. They weren't going to be the team that I threw out there.
Go ahead.
All right, what else? Fire it again. Fire the cannons.
I'm glad you said that, Craig. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Jameis Winston, you are on red alert. You can't throw more touchdowns to the other team than you throw to your team. Woo. You should have had more turnovers, Jameis Winston. I feel bad for the Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. Why? Because this smells a lot like the whole thing's going to get torn down at the end of the year. I include Bruce Arians leaving the job after just one season.
Yes.
He doesn't want to break in a young quarterback. This reeks. What's going on in Tampa? By the way, you can hear the Bucks Thursday night right here on 99.3
nice
ESPN.
Sell. All right.
That's a bunch of teams.
You have more?
Oh, we always have more.
Pete Shepard, it is your turn now.
Jacksonville Jaguars, red alert. Nick Foles mentioned the second from Washington State. You trade for a backup quarterback for the Steelers. Your defense sucked the other day against Kansas City. You guys are in trouble. And that's the team I had losing to the Patriots in the AFC Championship. For now, anyway. Yeah. Even though Minshew had an 88% completion percentage, which is phenomenal and record-breaking for anyone over throwing over 15 passes. Still, red alert, Jaguars.
I think it's crazy. Actually, going to the other side of the ball, there's so much talent on that Jags team. but there's not. It's like a substitute teacher is in charge there. Like, I think they all respect Tom Coughlin, but he's up in the booth on Sunday.
Right.
So when Miles Jack goes idiot mode in the end zone and starts punching people with helmets on their face,
yeah,
not a good thing.
Nope.
Not good. All right, I got one more. Red alert! Somebody's got to say it. Put it on the list. The Miami Dolphins. Their 53-man roster is garbage. It's the equivalent of a minor league baseball team. I can't believe guys are begging to get out of there with their agents because the guys that are left should be lucky that they're even in the National Football League right now. They couldn't start on any other team in the league. The Miami Dolphins, and if you look at my power rankings at 99.3ESPN.com, if I could have, I would have ranked them 33rd this week out of 32 teams, but I can't, unless they're 32.
Well, it's like the Dolphins are this anomaly because I saw a report card on one of the websites I go on, and it was like, grade the Dolphins tank job. There were four people grading. Two of them gave them A's. Two of them gave them F's. Because you don't know what, is it a good thing that they're this bad? That they're going to rebuild the roster? I don't know.
They made it too bad. You can be bad and be 0-16, but this is like way below that level.
And the problem is you can't even accept a trade for anybody. You can't. You can't afford to lose anybody else.
Roger Goodell's going to step
in. You can't.
In.
He's going to run the team. He's going to run the team, take over, NBA style. All right, I'm out. Anybody else got any more ammo? Oh, we got more.
I will stay in Miami. Go to the college ranks.
Oh.
Manny Diaz starting 0-2. Okay, you lose week zero to the Gators. You look decent in that game. Kind of understandable. You go to Chapel Hill and lose, and it's not in basketball? This is a problem. The defense is not playing to the level that it was playing at last year. I don't know, is Jaren Williams the answer?
Well,
no. We keep asking the question about the Miami Hurricanes quarterback. We keep having question marks around him. I don't know what's happening across the alley. The U is never going to be back. I'm convinced of
never!
It.
Never!
I disagree with you. They're going to beat up on Bethune-Cookman, and then let's see what happens here.
Bethune-Cookman.
They gave up one. They fought back. I'll give them credit. They were down early, and they fought back. They took the lead. But you cannot give up a 4th and 17.
No. Nope.
4th and 17, you give up 20 yards with 90 seconds
to
go.
To a freshman quarterback. To a true freshman quarterback.
Yep. Cannot happen because they were starting to get to him. That's why they took the lead. They overcame a big deficit and took the lead. Should have won that game. Horrible loss.
All right. Are we out of ammo? We good?
For now.
I mean, I'm unlimited over here. It's just a button, but yeah.
I like this segment. It's
there was
good.
Only one team that wasn't mentioned that was on my list.
What was that?
Hold on.
Fire the cannons again! Red alert!
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
You think you're better without Antonio Brown. I say you are wrong, sir.
You think you're better than me.
Your defense is better? Wrong again. You're in trouble. And as far as I saw on Sunday, you're the 4th best team in that division.
Oh! Well, really? The Browns? Huh? What?
The Browns?
Yeah, they looked horrible.
They at least had a good drive. They scored a touchdown. Okay. They put points on the board.
Okay.
Cincinnati went into Seattle and jumped out to a 17 spit lead.
Yeah, okay.
Who's the other team in that division? Oh, Baltimore. Come on. Yeah, you hang 60?
Good. All right, coming up, we've got Master Pete Theater. We'll see how this goes. I do not know what selection he has.
You shall see.
And then a lot more college.
We're going to shorten it up a little bit. I'm not going to be everybody. You'll like this one. This is an oldie but a goodie.
It's where Pete is the white guy doing rap music. But we got a
a couple stanzas.
All right, and coming up,
yeah.
You're not going to believe what's going on with Chip Kelly and UCLA. Oh, my word. This is embarrassing, bottom-of-the-barrel stuff. Stay with us. Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it.
Word to your mother, Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. See, I can get jiggy with it. Oh. Look at Chris. Look at Chris go on the other side of the glass. lip-syncing Vanilla Ice?
No, the first two ones.
That's it?
Does anybody know more than that in a song?
I know there are people out there. I got you. It's not as good as the Turtle rap.
So Vanilla Ice, I think he's like building homes on some cable TV show that...
So going back to yesterday's trivia, Adam Sandler in the movie That's My Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Donnie Berger's uncle.
Oh,
really?
Vanilla Ice, yeah.
Who knew?
Oh, I'm sorry, Donnie Berger is Adam Sandler, whatever his son is.
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla Ice is his uncle, godfather or something like
that. So is that Vanilla Ice's only credited appearance in a movie?
No, he's in Ninja Turtles.
Mm.
Vanilla Ice?
Yes. The turtle rap?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which version of Ninja Turtles?
I've seen one.
I think it's the second one.
I saw one. I think I saw the second Turtles movie with my kids.
Like the real Turtles, not this new CGI stuff. Like the real, the dudes in the costumes and the whole deal.
I think I skipped that. I think I'm more CGI. I can't remember. I've only seen one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our new segment, Master Pete Theater, where Pete portrays an old stiff white dude.
Dramatic reading.
Doing rap
great
lyrics.
Songs, yes.
Without musical accompaniment.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
And now, another Master Pete Theater reading.
This, of course, will be from the legendary group Salt and Peppa.
Oh, I've heard of them.
And the great song called Shoop. Again, we're going to shorten it up, but it'll be the first stanza.
All right. Are you ready?
Brace yourselves. We shall begin.
I'm shaking.
Hey, yeah. I want a shoop. Baby. How you doing? Baby. No! Not you. You! The bow-legged one, yeah. What's your name? Damn, baby.
Bow-legged.
That
bow-legged one.
Sounds... sexy. Please do not laugh during the reading.
Oh, sorry, no comment. No.
Okay. Here I go. Here I go. Here I go. Again. Girls, what's my weakness?
Uh-oh.
Men. Okay, then.
What?
Chillin'. Minding my business. Yo, Salt. I looked around, and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stared. My niece, my witness. The brother had it going on.
Does Pete know this is a
with
chick band?
With some kind of,
singing about dudes?
Wicked. Wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not so shy. I asked for the digits.
That's,
a hoe? A hoe? No.
A hoe?
That don't make me. See what I want. Slip slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hips. So I dipped back to my bag of tricks. Then I flipped for a tip.
What?
Make me want to do tricks for him.
What?
Lick him like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chilled for a bit. Don't you know how you do the voodoo that you do? So well, it's a spell. Hell, makes me want to shoop, 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 shoop ba doop, shoop.
Hmm.
The end.
The end. Nicely done, Pete Shepard.
Dramatic reading.
I got to read those lyrics.
What, do you have to approve them in advance?
Provocative.
Now?
They get the people going.
Yeah. Wow. I need a break.
Yes, you do.
We'll be right back. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3.
It's very dewy in here.
99.3 ESPN and 99.3 ESPN app.